It's time for City Beat, your source for all the latest news on the city of Thompson, only on 1029 CHTF, your radio station.
Here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball, and joining me this morning is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous today. Thank you.
Sounds great. So the City of Thompson announced some fantastic news earlier this week regarding the ICIP grant. So why don't you give us a bit of background on the grant for those who may have missed it?
Okay, so Infrastructure Canada Improvement Program, few years ago, actually about 2019, they came out with this huge, one of the hugest programs they'd ever brought out. And at the time, Hark McGill, our engineer, came to us and said, how do you want me to work this? How do you want us to go for this grant? And we said, well, go for the gusto. Go for what you think we need. And he did. And believe it or not, here we are a couple years later, and it has come through. The only thing is that this was a grant that was to go over 7 years, and now we are expected to do the work in 5 years. So there's going to be some a bit of a burden there, but it's going to fix up major streets. The federal part of it, they donated $20 million. The provincial's commitment is $13.3, and the city's commitment is $6.7 million. So as you can see, out of the, you know, this $40 million, there's not, it's about $1.3 million per year for the next 5 years, which is not unreasonable for our road improvement work at the best of times. So it's actually a really win-win situation. We're going to get 20 kilometers of road done in 24 different locations over the next 5 years. It's the biggest northern project that has ever been granted, and I think it just goes to show how the governments are noticing the difference. In the north, we worked hard, especially in our budget this year, because we actually knew this was coming down the pipe, so we had to plan for it without letting our citizens know, which was very unfortunate and caused a little bit of upheaval. But I think now that they know, and this is only a part of it, so there's still some good news to come on this. So I'm very excited that we're going to get some of our roads in Thompson fixed.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned this earlier, perhaps, but this news was a long time coming, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2019 is when we actually applied for this grant, the end of 2018, beginning of 2019. So, and they've been, for the last year, we've been told it's coming, the announcements are coming. So it's been really hard and not to share with the public when we've known this great news was that we had been accepted, but we couldn't share the news until we had the official go-ahead.
Mm-hmm. And how crucial is this funding for our city?
Oh, like our infrastructure is all basically 60 years old. So this is some of the, you know, there's, like I said, 24 different streets and roads that are going to get some work done on them. You know, in the main drags, there's some on Thompson Drive, Nelson Road, Hayes Road, Station Road, Public Lane, Seal Road. And basically every area, you know, each of our areas has some streets that are going. There's a, if you go to thompson.ca, there's actually the whole program's announced, and there is a map, actually, of exactly what roads. And it is targeted funding. So with this money, it has to go to these roads, to this project. It can't be used for absolutely anything else. So, and like I said, if you keep posted, we'll be giving you some updated news, hopefully, in the near future on some more work.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about this announcement that you wanted to touch on that you feel that listeners should know about?
No, I just think that I know next year when we're really into the midst of this, my next phone calls will be that we can't get down our street. There's construction on our street. But you know what? I'm willing to deal with that, just knowing that the end result is going to be much better roads and our citizens. And again, when we did our community wellness project, the infrastructure, Thompson, the ability to retain people, all our roads and that were all part of the surveys, you know, a questionnaire that people wanted to see work done. So I really think our council has done a great job in supporting this and working towards it. So I would just like everybody to go say thank you to our council for moving this project forward and staying with it and that. And I'd like to thank Hark Majit and his staff, while he is no longer with us, for his forward thinking and doing such a great job of the grant so that we got it.
Mm-hmm. The city loosened some of its fire restrictions late last week, so fire pits are allowed again during a certain time frame. Is that correct?
Yes, from 6 p.m. till midnight. And then I think with the rain and that, I think tomorrow there's a new communique will be coming out, so keep posted for that. But right now you can have fires in your fire pits and that from 6 p.m. till midnight.
Additionally, there are still restrictions that the province had put in place that residents should abide by as well.
They're trying to eliminate fires in out camps and that. Like, so they're, the use of ATVs out in the bush and that, they're not letting you do that. When you're going to your remote cabins, they would like you to register. Just, it's more for the fact so that they know you're out there. Should there be a fire that comes up, then they have a way to contact you if you're registered in that. And then when you register with them, if they have further regulations and rules, they will keep you updated on what the province wants.
Mm-hmm. And how important is it to continue to follow these restrictions, especially as fellow northern communities continue to be impacted by the wildfires?
Well, I think as we've all seen that, you know, especially when you get into the remote communities with, they really have so much bush around them. And that when the fire starts, like, they end up with the smoke and that and evacuating. It's really a shame that they have to leave their communities to fight these fires. And, you know, even lately we've had some lightning strikes that start them. And it's very important, like our water bombers and that, they have to come from other places. And our fire crews, we've got to think, we have so many well-trained. The North does such a great job of training our fire crews. I just saw another batch of new recruits there in Nichiswasik on Facebook there. And it puts these guys are our real heroes. All the firefighters up from the North here are second to none, are sought after by all across Canada and even into the States. So we literally are putting their lives at risk if we start any fires in the bush. So please let's double think about, we don't need to lose any of our forest fire firefighters.
Yes. Moving on to something a bit more positive, things are looking up a bit in Thompson when it comes to having some things to look forward to. There will be an Indigenous Artists Summer concert taking place next week. So why don't you give us a brief rundown on it?
Yeah, the Manitoba Artworks Summer Tour. It's the Northern Tour, and it's actually going to be in Thompson at McLean Park next Wednesday, August the 4th at 5 p.m. It starts 5 to 7, I believe, are the hours. So basically, it's an outdoor concert series. A local person that used to live here is coming back to do it as part of it. Rhonda Head, who everybody knows from up here, is also part of it. It's going to be our chance to get out. It's still, at this moment, because our restrictions are in place to August the 7th, is 150 people in an outdoor area. You're still required. Your masks are required. The self-distancing. Throw a little bottle of hand sanitizer in your purse. Or in your pocket, whatever. And please follow the rules. But this is just the start. And if we watch the numbers in Manitoba and that, these are restrictions as they currently are due to end August the 7th. So next week we will be getting a new list of opening up or how, as long as things numbers stay the same, there will definitely be some more opportunities to open up and do things. So, but it's important that we all follow, you know, this Delta variant. When we watch BC and Alberta right now, they're starting to crown up again. So let's not let that happen here. Let's take all the precautions and show them how it's done. Thompson's being very good with the vaccines and that. Today, there's walk-in vaccine clinic again at the TRCC, so make sure you take advantage of that, and watch for some great news for the vaccine clinics. Basically, they're going to take the vaccine clinics on the road, so to speak, in Thompson, so look for a couple of unique pop-up sessions in the next, over the course of the month in August. It's really exciting. I'm really looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Now, Colleen, we do have the August long weekend coming up soon. So what would be your message to residents in the lead up to it?
Well, it's with the traveling. It's still, you know, be careful where you go. There's still limited numbers and things. Please follow the rules, regulations. And basically the, you know, the hand sanitizing, the distancing, just staying with the folks, you know, if you're meeting up with family, you know, the double vaccinations are so important. It's just to make sure everybody is safe and come home and make sure you look after yourself. Watch, you know, just keep an idea in case you've been to a store or something and that you haven't picked up anything. If you do show signs or symptoms, the test clinics are still open. Please feel free to go get a test. I know myself, I've had a cough, but like my husband said, if I turned my air conditioning down in my vehicle a little bit, I likely wouldn't have it. So this is just all things to watch for that don't take anything for granted.
All right. Now, Colleen, we do have a listener question that came in this morning. A caller asked when the walking track at the TRCC will be open for use. She has asked the question repeatedly and still hasn't had a response. So what's your answer?
Well, if it's a lady, I'm thinking, I tried to phone her yesterday and didn't get an answer. But right now, the walking track is open when the vaccine clinic is open from 11 to 7. And starting next week, if we watch, there's going to be some updated hours on that. So we will, it's definitely open right now, limited hours, but look forward in the very near future to be back on regular path.
All right. Now, Colleen, are there any public works or city updates to share today?
Well, I'm going to first off, the Seniors Resource Council, I see they have $10 cookbooks. You can call 677-0987 or seniors55@gmail. And it's to support our local seniors. So get out and buy. I'm a real cookbook collector. So get out and buy your cookbook and support them. And also, I couldn't find it before I come on the air. I saw something about senior soccer at Burntwood School. So please look up on Facebook. I know I saw it on Facebook yesterday. Look it up on Facebook. Let's get participating and go from there. And I guess for the city news, last night we had a special council meeting. First we had an in-camera, and then we actually had a council meeting to endorse the community safety and well-being strategy. Now, how many times have I told you that it's coming, it's coming? Well, it's here. So we had that special meeting last night, and it was endorsed unanimously by all of us councillors that were in attendance. There was a couple that couldn't be there, but I'm sure they're definitely in agreement with everything that was so great on it. And basically with that, that means that the draft plan will be put out to the public, or not the draft. We saw the draft. Just a few spelling changes, and the plan should be out in the next very short period. We've actually already, so now that we've passed it, they can actually already start some of the projects that they've just sort of been holding off on, that they've already got dollars for. So you're going to actually see a difference almost immediately of when we start doing the, like they say, the low-hanging fruit, the things that we're able to support with housing and some of the other things right off the hop. And it is super excited to finally that this has come to fruition. It's taken longer, but I think when people see what their survey at almost 20% of Thompson wanted is in this plan, and it includes all of us, the city, all the businesses, the citizens are all going to be part of this. I believe it's in early September that there will be a community meeting so that everybody can actually see it. And this plan is very long. It's like a 67-page a document, which you don't just want to put on the shelf. So I've asked if they can even do so a Cole's Notes version to make it easier to read so that we can get it out there for people. But it is absolutely – we've had such a great week with great announcements in this city, and I'm just moving forward. I can see nothing but good for the next, you know, few months, and that this work, no announcements for a few months to carry on into years of great work for us. So I want to thank everybody involved in this. It is just great news for us all.
Sounds good. Now, Colleen, was there anything else you'd like to talk about today before we wrap up?
No, just be careful. Enjoy your weekends. If you're out at the splash parks, the temperatures have come down a bit, but still watch for overheating of the children and that. Take advantage of the activities and that in the city. And the library is open with limited hours, so please check that out also. And Have a great weekend, everybody, and see you next Thursday. And next weekend, next week we're already into August. I don't know where July went. So let's get vaccinated, especially this 12 to 17 year age group. You're going to school in a couple months. You'd have to get in there now to get your first vaccination if you haven't had it, to be fully double vaxxed by the time school goes. So let's get the students out there. Let's make it all as safe as we can for school going back. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Colleen, for joining us this morning.
Okay, we will see you.
Yes. And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca or call our newsline at 677-3905. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.
City Beat will be back next Thursday morning at 11:30 with more news about Thompson, only on 102.9 CHTM, your radio station.